Jazz Playhouse, Y94. Prize Thieves, 820 and 220 today. Sign up, Y94.com, or simply text PRIZE to 35270 if you want to be in on this. AirPods, TVs, tablets, smart speakers, the... a little something for everybody. Just go ahead and select what prizes you'd be open to winning at Y94.com. Stupid stories in a couple of minutes on the show. First, this, I guess, has been around for a couple of years. But they're expecting that they're going to be really popular this year because with Thanksgiving being a little bit different and people probably overcooking for the amount of people that are actually around, they're anticipating there's going to be a lot of leftovers. And every Thanksgiving, people talking about all the creative things they're going to do with their leftovers. And you see all these sandwiches and stews and things that people do. Have you ever heard of a Thanksgiving shake?
No, oh, but that sounds disgusting.
Yeah.
Some recipes are getting shared around, and they're anticipating this is going to be a huge year for these. It doesn't sound good to me. Basically, it's exactly what you imagine it would be. You take your leftovers. It probably includes things like turkey or ham, dressing, gravy, green beans, mac and cheese, corn, potato salad, pudding maybe, sweet potato pie, cranberry sauce, whatever you got. And you put it into a blender, and you blend it up, and you drink it. Would you have a Thanksgiving shake?
No. Absolutely not.
That sounds disgusting.
I think it would not mix well together. That flavor would not be good, and I cannot imagine the texture.
It seems like it'd be very thick and chunky.
Do they
almost
say
baby foody?
No.
Like, what is the benefit to it?
Just another way to consume the food that you probably get tired of if you're just eating it. Just sip on it. They say you can put some supplements in there if you're so inclined.
Some protein powder is going to help it taste better.
Protein with my Thanksgiving shake. There's probably plenty in there already, I would imagine. That particular round of food. Do you think, though, because a lot of times when people eat their Thanksgiving food, you kind of mix it together where you get like a spoonful of like 3-4 things anyway. Would that really taste any different?
Listen, I'm all about like putting some turkey and then the mashed potatoes and gravy and all in one bite, maybe even add the green beans. But you're chewing it up together. You're choosing what you're putting in your fork in your mouth at that point. Blended together already. It's going to be so thick. And then like, think about like turkey. It's like kind of like string almost like that's not going to blend well together. It's not going to go through a straw.
One guy said that the best tip he can give you is make it predominantly gravy.
Ew. Why would you Gross. Want to drink that? Mm. This is my gravy shake.
It kind of makes me want to barf a little bit. Apparently, they were really popular last year, and they think that now that there's some more recipes and people are on it and sharing them around, that this year is going to be the year of the Thanksgiving shake because you're going to have so many leftovers. No interest, though, huh?
None.
I mean, maybe if it was just like the cranberry, like jam stuff that
what?
You blended.
No, that'd be the worst part of it because it'd be sticky. Like cranberry sauce. Imagine taking a sip with a bit of potatoes in there with like a sticky sweetness.
I literally said if it was only the cranberry stuff.
So you'd have a cranberry.
Okay,
shake.
Yeah. But then it would taste like you're drinking like a sticky sweetness.
I don't think so. You know, they have the cranberry in a can. The little jelly-like, you just dump that in there, blend it up.
But the jelly will be thick and sticky.
Did I ever tell you thick and sticky was my stripper name in college?
Ew.
I didn't make a lot of money. I'm still waking up in
the morning. Get up. The Morning Playhouse on
Y94. Music, laughter, jokes.
Wake up.
Y94.